Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So we're basically saying we don't know who's going to save Tottenham.
I reckon get a yard man in.
Tottenham in. Yard man. Gardner. Ricardo Gardner.
A real yard man. But I'm saying it's got to be a specific type of yard man.
Tivoli Gardens man, innit?
I'm saying if he's on the phone and you ask him where something is, he's going to point with his mouth. You know, like, it's got to be a specific... You know what I'm saying? Hanging out the back pocket. You know what I'm saying? It's over there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's literally it.
Yeah, got to be able to do that. Like, man, it's got to be multifaceted.
Boys... It's that time again. Nord. VPN.
What has it changed?
This is the updated remix.
That sounds so pleasant.
This is an advertisement for NordVPN. NordVPN is the best VPN service for a free and open internet.
The fastest VPN service with secure, reliable connections and enhanced privacy.
Makes for a safer browsing experience.
Protecting against all that nastiness like phishing, scams and malware. Mm.
When you're away traveling for work or leisure.
You can access all your paid home streaming services, that's sports, movies, TV shows and everything else.
Yeah.
We know how important these things are to us and to you.
And with NordVPN, it's all about being in control.
It's mind of mine.
With NordVPN, you get peace of mind knowing that your internet connection is encrypted.
That your devices, up to 10 by the way, are shielded from malware and all that darkness.
And feel assured that your digital life belongs to you.
Mm-hmm. To get your best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/filthyfellas.
Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. That's 2 years and 4 months.
And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee.
The link is in the podcast episode description box.
Boys, it's Nord.
VPN.
NordVPN.
You know, the ads are right. Ads are like restrictive play. You know when you see a team playing a style they don't want to play for the first 15 minutes of the game to get it through? That's basically what the advert is for us.
You mentioned when a team has to play in a different style. This is our style now, Paul. This is right up our street. This is an official statement from Kit Kat. They can confirm that 12 tons, I thought it was 12 trillion of Kit Kat products were stolen while in transit between our factory in central Italy to their destination in Poland. That's a long trip. I thought everyone just made Kit Kats there, but they're shipping Kit Kats, boys, and this one got intercepted. They are working, they're saying, we are working closely with local authorities and supply chain partners to investigate. The good news, there are no concerns about consumer safety and supply is not affected. Well, boys, I just want to tell you lot.
Kit Kat don't sell out like that no
boys,
more.
Boys, listen.
Well, now.
Let me say something to you lot.
Lameland.
Allegedly. I know a man that knows a man. And obviously, Easter's round the corner.
Hey, Lippy.
And I've got Kit Kats for the
low. What?
For the low.
Kit Kats for the low. What do you mean?
There's no way.
Listen, hold on. Let's decide this. Hold on. Chill out, bro.
You lot don't know how excited I am right now.
So what we're gonna do? Let's work it out. How much are Kit Kats? How much are Kit Kats retail?
Ooh, dash me
that gets you 2. Yeah. Definitely off the rip. But how much are Kit Kats retail?
Off the rip.
How much are Kit Kats retail?
Retail?
£8.
Surely 89p.
Boys,
depends what shop.
Let's go with £1.
You know what? What's the filthy price then? Because we got some.
Are we selling
87p?
It on the low?
87p.
Depends. How are you selling it? You breaking it down? Or?
I don't know. You know.
Yeah, per stick.
He's got to go home. These are like, that's separate.
Maybe we could break this down a stick. Put a little
yeah.
Do they still do foil? They don't have foil with it no
foil,
more.
No,
that's going to affect the market. That's going to affect the market.
No foils.
That foil's needed.
Shelf life.
You know what? We'll figure it out.
Can I just say something though about their 12 tons?
What's the expiry on this?
12 tons of Kit Kat products is probably around 12 trillion.
No.
Bro, do you know how much a ton is?
No, it's not. It's about
half a
mil.
Half a mil.
We done the maths.
No, that's what
1,000.
Did you say 1,000?
1,000.
A ton is 1,000.
No.
What is 1,000?
One
a
ton grams, is 1,000 kilos. Yeah, 1,000.
What's 1,000?
A ton.
A ton
is 1,000.
No, it's 1,000 kilos.
Yeah, and a kilo is 1,000 grams.
A thousand is a million, you know.
a thousand grams is a million. Is a kilo.
Listen.
Focus.
For guys that don't have any of this Kit Kat stash, we're doing too much speculation, you get me? But obviously you can see this is a 29 gram bunny here, popcorn interior. So we got exclusives. There was exclusives on that lorry, allegedly.
Oh, well, I got 30B.
Let me get that one, because I think that's the only
one
that's there,
you know?
Let me get this one.
What'd you say, you got 30?
30B.
Would you want a chunky or original? Because that's, you get the choice.
No, let me get the two stick one.
Hand to hands. It's how we came up, boys.
This is how we came up, you know?
It's true, isn't
it? And mine was pure profits, you know, because I was run up in Tesco.
Aye, before school.
Allegedly.
I scanned.
It's been past 10 years.
I scanned on the you know, the self-checkout. You know, the self-checkout.
In school?
In JD Sports.
They probably got self-checkout.
That's
going to
get
dark.
You know?
By the way,
self-checkout where?
In JD Sports.
Do you know how we're in the future? I went to Zara.
I saw it. Bro, there's no tags on
there's
it.
There's no nothing.
It's just right in the bag and it's the price.
Gee, when Uniqlo do that. When I saw a man doing it.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a time.
I thought he was stealing.
I thought I could change the tags on it. He said, no, big pocket jeans.
You trying to pay for your socks.
I said, hey, you got me. Hey, Lippy, you got till September to move these, though.
September?
Hey, this is...
Elite.
Whoa.
Elite.
It's not a joke.
Oh, well, let me get one of them, then, Lippy.
Do you know what? Those are sold out, you know?
Oh.
On the way here, I had a couple drop-offs, so.
You're lying.
Yeah, this is just what I got left.
Okay, what's my favourite commercial chocolate? It might be... You're looking at me like, say, you've got a chocolate and I should be picking your chocolate.
No, I don't eat chocolate. Twix is up there.
Twix is high up there. Twix is
lasted. Are we talking about the ones that you could get in front of the boss man? Or are we talking about actually like
the commercial ones?
What are you talking about? Hidden.
Yeah,
boss.
Not as in like the small ones, you know?
Dime bar.
70p ones.
Dime's underrated,
what's
you
that?
Know?
What are you going? What are you talking about?
I'm saying, are we talking about that chocolate?
No, I'm just asking. What,
yeah,
what
yeah,
kind?
Yeah, yeah.
What's
Kit
your favorite
Kat,
chocolate?
Whisper.
12's underrated.
Lint's my thing. Is that extreme though? That's what I'm saying.
That's elite. That's
is that saying, what's your favorite Crepes? LV runners are
when my did you get Crepes. When did you get lint? Mother's Day. When did you get lint chocolates,
Lint's,
bro? It's for Mother's
elite.
Day.
What are you talking about?
Lint's the best quality chocolate.
Remember, lint's my area now. Your area is Stone and Rock. I had lint when I was young, bro. What did you have when
Stone
you were young?
Stone and Rock.
What did you have when you were young? Because you never had Kit Kat. There was no Kit Kat when you grew up.
Honestly, yeah, you're not far off.
I am.
You're not far off.
Stone and Rock.
Yeah, you know why? Remember them sweets that you... Remember that my days, the sweet going in the sweet...
In the plastic tub.
In the big plastic tub.
World War
chocolate. Chocolate.
You weigh them. Can
I rash, relate? Rashes
quarter
times.
Brick of pineapple cubes. Yeah, and they were like rock, bro.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it.
There's rock. Candy.
Sweet.
Rock, yeah candy.
Remember when I used to get
chocolate.
From Brighton.
From Brighton, yeah. Rock.
Rock, yeah.
Rock from Brighton is dark.
Leng.
It's a different kind of rock.
You know what? What's the, you know what? What
about that? You see Brocketita there? If you're careful.
Kit Kat's up there as well.
But you see Kit Kat, because they've got a variation, get the two stick, the four stick, the chunky.
White chocolate, the same thing, bro.
White chocolate,
different now.
Chunky,
nah,
different.
It's versatile still.
So Snickers though.
I'm gonna
Snickers.
I hate Snickers.
Nah, I think the best
Snickers
thing
is up there.
It's Kinder. Kinder.
Packed full of nuts.
Kinder Bueno.
Kinder Surprise.
I'm gonna throw Lion in there, you know. I'm gonna throw Lion, especially White Lion.
White Lion.
Wow.
White Lion's my
current
thing.
Too much of an effort to like, you know, like that first.
I hear it though. Yeah,
it's a bit messy as well.
You know what? Chocolate
crazy.
It is.
I bit it.
You bit it.
The way you.
Yeah, but you
nah,
beat
like
what
that.
Do you mean?
That's not that. What are you
doing? What kind of treatment are you lot getting? You need to get out of there, man. Tim. Come out of there. Delete that number now. Yeah. What's going on?
Quick bite.
You know, chocolate's overrated. My mum used to have it hidden away and we couldn't even touch it. It was a special occasions. Was it after eight and Ferrero Rocher?
No, after eight is special. After eight is special.
Ferrero Rocher. I rate exactly right, after eight. But after eight,
after
I just didn't
eight,
meet
it. Empty out your stuff. You can have a big dinner, eat it after eight, you belly empty.
Hey, you see Terry's chocolate orange though?
That's underrated. Disgusting.
I like it, underrated.
I hate it.
I like chocolate.
You see orange. Anything fruit and chocolate mix.
That's what you've done.
But you would like Terry's, innit?
Yeah,
you
know
what probably is the most expensive chocolate, like bang for buck, for what you get. You see them, you see the crispy rolls? The two
Milky
that
Way.
Is the most
orange
advanced. No,
no. Crispy rolls, bro.
Crispy rolls.
This is new. This Milky is new. Gen.
Two fingers.
Oh, it's yeah. Like yes,
15
yeah,
years.
Nice, top, bro. They
top,
are
top tier.
Milky Way, top. Serious.
They're like 129.
Milky Way's got actual Milky Way. They got the stars. Remember the stars?
Oh, oh yeah. Stars.
The stars.
Crazy.
Them little two tube thing. Yeah, proper.
Did anyone have penguins? Did penguins count?
Oh, penguins are biscuits.
No, it's a biscuit.
That's a biscuit.
I'm sure they had a whole campaign about that.
That was my pick up a penguin.
I got a penguin joke. Why are black people so tall?
Wow. I don't know.
They're not.
That is not on a penguin.
Because they're Negroes.
It's scientific.
That is not it's on scientific. A penguin.
That's on a that's a BT penguin bar, bro.
That penguin had issues, so.
That's the dark web penguins, bro.
That penguin had more white on it than black, so. That was a white penguin.
Hey, why are chocolates always named after an animal?
Lion bar.
What's a Kit Kat?
Snickers.
Not really.
What's a Kit Kat? Yeah. What's a picnic? What's a dime?
Picnic is.
What's a Twix?
I guarantee it's an animal with a dime.
What's a Milky Way?
I guarantee it.
They might be.
Do you remember COVID? What picnic
there is
was?
A dime animal.
A dime ant.
Or ant. Hey, a dime was something else, though.
I guarantee there's
a dime dog.
Called animal dime.
A kit and a cat. Oh yeah,
dime, a Kit Kat.
Yeah, dime. It's a dog.
There's a dog called a dime.
I told you.
It's that dog as well. And we see it in bear cartoons.
Yeah, it's a dime.
D-I-M-E.
That's not a dime spell.
D-I-M-E. No, D-A-I-M.
How do you
D-A-I-M.
Hold on.
Dime bar is spelled D-A-I-M.
He's right.
D-A-M-E.
That's how it's spelled.
What?
That's how it's spelled. That's how it's spelled.
Dime bar is spelled. You're not there thinking it's my dime.
That's the one in Ikea though, right?
It may be, but.
So it's Swedish. So that's a whole other language.
That's how it's spelled.
There's definitely something.
Have you had the dime cake?
No.
I've heard about it.
Oi. Elite.
I didn't know they're going to think we're actually sponsored by Kit Kat for this.
Yeah, let's chill.
Do you know what? Shout out Kit Kat though. Other chocolates are available.
Yeah. Shout out Kit Kat.
I never even clocked
it's
that.
It's all a joke. It's all a legend.
You thought it was DIME, the chocolate?
His money,
it's called Dime. They just tried.
Because they were really trying to bag us for this, you know. Like,
they're going to try and bag us. No.
They got rid of the foil.
Yeah, years ago, bro.
They got to break bread.
I don't buy these.
Foil was real. So I remember in the advert, they used to bracket with their nail.
Yeah.
That's how you did it.
Can't even do that
no
more.
No, you can't do that.
Oh, that's
you get chocolate in your fingers.
The heroin addicts spoiled it for everyone.
What?
Leave my auntie alone, fam.
Is that what they were getting? Why didn't they just get foil then?
Because a Kit Kat is 50p, bro.
How much is foil?
But you can get so much more foil.
Yeah, you can just get,
you get so much more foil.
You get a roll of foil.
Back in the day, foil's like 2 quid, bro.
No, it's like 89p, bro. You get this rubbish
foil.
No, you get the rubbish foil.
Foil's like £5.
You're thinking about the backhoe foil.
I'll buy foil for a pound.
Backhoe feels proper.
What foil are you getting? Your foil's thin. You rip it and it rips, innit?
What?
You rip it and it rips. Yeah. That's what it's meant to do.
What's it meant to do?
He rips it and then his bit rips. You know when he's...
No, you want some resistance. You
yeah,
want to do it.
My one goes... And I line it up and it's foil.
He's got no tech.
You're talking about the rough...
The foil thing got the
you
spikes.
You ain't got foil
you're
tech.
You're ripping it wrong.
No, he don't
when
have foil
he
tech.
That, yeah, he's on splits through the middle.
No, you've exposed yourself.
There's bare different foils. Though. Well, I went the other day, I went to the
there's
shop.
The heavy
and they had that one. That's the stepped on foil.
You ain't got foil tech.
Yeah.
And then you got the real foil, $2.99.
Yeah,
$3.99. That's $2.99.
Like, for
you
chicken.
What's, no, bro, the Costco foil. The Costco foil, bro. That's the foil.
Costco, serious.
That you can't. That's
bro,
the,
you think Kraken's got Costco cards, bro?
Sorry?
You'd be surprised.
He was talking about Kraken.
Hey, Lippy, you can't buy a single spoon now, bro.
You can't.
You can't buy a single spoon.
You got to buy the single. Like,
let
the
me
whole,
know when you can buy one metal spoon.
Bro, they're the most creative humans on earth. They'll find a way.
They're not allowed in there, bro.
They'll find a way.
They're not allowed.
I'm going to try and dress.
Don't try and dress.
Hey, you out.
They think they're homeless.
Out. Outski.
Congratulations to Colin Kazim Richards.
got his first
Crawley and
coaching job on his hands. Big up Colin. We know he knows the game. That's Filthy Family. And another member of the Filthy Family, Jermaine Defoe. New Woking gaffer.
Woking. Get caught walking in the back of his whip or something.
See, I'm trying
to do this, man. Bro.
I'm asking, dude. I'm asking.
Fam, that's our brother.
You weren't on the default.
He's
gone to.
Hey, Colin got his first win, though.
Did he?
He won.
So shout him out. Yeah, he got his first win.
Yes, Colin.
Against Gillingham, innit?
I don't know who it was against.
It was Gillingham.
Nah, big. But boys, quickly, we publish football content every Tuesday and every Friday. And on our second channel, Extra Filthy, every Thursday and Saturday, sometimes Sunday. So make sure you subscribe, hit that notification bell and keep up to date.
Ding, ding.
From congratulations to commiserations.
Nah, what?
Igor Tudor has been sacked.
I didn't even know that.
He didn't get sacked.
He got sacked, man.
Why is my clapping?
I don't care how
sick.
You try and word it.
I never applaud a man losing his job. I've got family to feed.
Are you clapping?
What do you mean? I'm so glad Igor Tudor deserves better.
He does.
Let him go.
That's why
let
we're clapping.
Like, Igor,
he's freed from the shackles of Spurs. He's freed from the shackles.
That's the only place you get fired and you throw a party, bro.
Bro,
he just got there.
That's not the, like, for example, yeah, that's not the best time to sack someone though, innit? Because obviously he's been grieving.
Yeah, dad,
oh, so it's
dad
double hurt. Dark.
That's why they didn't sack him.
Oh, so is he sacked or not?
He's gone.
So hold on. So in the statement, they said, sorry to see him go. And there was also a little RIP, your pups in there as well, which is kind of
in the mad. Same statement.
In the same statement.
You know what, Spurs? They have always got rid of managers and it's a bit weird. Like even the Jose Mourinho one, you haven't won anything for time. Final. Jose's won everything, every final he's been in.
Just before.
And then you get to a final and then you fire Jose. It's like, that might be the curse. This might be the curse of Jose.
They win the European Cup and then they sack Ange Postecoglou. Yeah. Like, this is crazy.
Nah, but you see,
I know we deserved it, but I don't know.
Still, it's still crazy. He should have stayed, bro, if we're being honest. But anyway, he spent 44 days in charge at Tottenham. He's into the top four for the quickest sackings in Premier League history, alongside Les Reed and Charlton. Who lasted I think who did Bobby Charlton? But yeah, Les Reed at Charlton lasted 40 days. Third, Big Ange at Forest.
Ange is called.
Ange, bro. I'm
Ange, man.
It's Ange. Yeah. He's right, Ange. Though. He
it's
is
Ange,
right.
man.
It's
He's Greek.
I'm Ange.
Andre.
No, you're
is
Andre.
That Andre?
Yeah,
my Andre.
Name's
Andre.
He's Andre, isn't it? Andrea.
Well, he lasted 39 days at Nottingham Forest. And of course, Big Sam Allardyce.
He's got to be there.
Lasted
twice.
30 days.
He has got to be there twice, hasn't it? The England one.
Got to be there.
Oh, there's one even quicker than that.
What?
The Boer.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Is it not? Wasn't he like 7 days or something?
No.
Seven games.
That was Craig David. This was 77 days.
Come on, man. Wake up.
But yeah, Spurs have not won any of their last 13 league matches. They've drawn 5, lost 8.
Jesus.
Relegation form. They possess the worst home record in the league this season.
Crazy.
Which is crazy.
With that stadium.
Dead hyena.
Having won just 2 of their last 16 home games, the Forest defeat was their 4th consecutive home loss in the league.
3-0 is dark as well.
They haven't won a game this year, while they have won only 2 of their last 22 league games.
Two
of the last 22.
Wow.
Who's next for Spurs?
Apparently Sean Dyche.
Ruben.
No, it's happening now. Roberto De Zerbi.
No,
De
they're Zerbi? Trying to force...
Hey, yeah, cool. Bro,
No, they're getting some other guy in. I saw it.
No, they're trying to beg De Zerbi to come in permanently.
I've heard this.
But they're also talking to Dyche, apparently.
De Zerbi, yeah. De Zerbi is the favourite. But is he the favourite to go in now? Or is he going to be the manager at the end of the season?
Listen, if he wants to go there and be a Premier League manager, he's got to go in there now and save them.
But what if you don't?
If he don't, he does his. But if they go down, he's not going to be a Premier League manager.
What kind of contract would that have to be? Like, we're talking about him potentially being in the highest on this list here of 40 days, 39 days. Like,
yeah.
If he goes in there now and it doesn't go to plan,
end of the season, he won't make this list.
Do you know what it is? A few Spurs fan groups are against the appointment due to De Zerbi's comments about Mason Greenwood.
What do you say?
Probably just said he rates him, innit? Oh, there you go. In November, De Zerbi described Greenwood as a good guy who had paid a heavy price, and he also added, "It saddens me what happened in his life because I know a totally different person than the one who was described," which is mad. That is very mad.
You see, when the public has a bad perception of someone, yeah, and you might know the nice guy, you get what I'm saying?
Choose
to
yourself,
like,
man.
Like all that Diddy per se, innit? And then someone can say, "Diddy gave me $1 million."
Why
you get what I'm
saying? Like
no, not because they're American. You get me? They only know a nice side of him, innit? But there's a whole
you gotta see
dark side, innit?
The temperature, especially, I guess it depends on what they've done as well. What he did, honestly, De Zerbi, no one cares if you think he's a nice guy. It's just mad.
There are some battles that you can't go to the middle of the ring and fight. You've just got to let them be.
A broken That's clock's right twice a day, so...
Say that again?
A broken clock's right twice a day, so...
So I got to do with anything.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So a good guy can be nice twice every now and again, innit? A bad guy could be nice every now and again.
It was a weird route.
He just got there.
Yeah.
A broken clock is right twice a day in terms of he could be, there's 12 fucking.
He got the helicopter home. He could have just driven, got on the train, got on the helicopter all around.
And you see, you are the slow.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm getting it. No, you're right.
There's 12 numbers on the clock.
Broski, we understand.
Oh,
I thought you didn't.
It was a mad placement.
Sorry to cut off you. You know, like this job right they got as a specialist situation. Would you call the Marseille gaffer who's known for what he's known for, getting sides that are mediocre into Champions League and so on and so forth, would you call him for a situation where you're trying to save a team from survival? No. Is this really the best time to call him?
I don't think so.
I think it is.
They should, bro, if they went into this season knowing that they'd be in a relegation battle, they probably wouldn't have signed the players that they have now. You understand? So they need an escape artist, bro.
Bro, they need someone that has a bit of fight. A monster, bro. Yeah. There's only one name that stands out there.
It's right there.
Sean Dyche.
He's been relegated.
Yeah, but
and we've heard him. He called in. Obviously, Steve-O called him.
Relegated. There's one gaffer that hasn't. Big Sam. Big
yeah,
Sam.
Yeah, Big Sam. Big Sam. Or
Big
Sean.
Sam.
But it's the same elk. We're talking that
Sam.
Type.
No
of,
L's.
That type of player. We don't bring in any, you can't bring in any foreign managers. Not for this job.
No. But this, Zerbi,
is,
they,
this is
they
an English job.
Because of the man management.
Tim Sherwood.
Nah.
Yes.
Nah. But
he's always on Sky Sports. Basically, he wants that job so bad that he can't give it to him.
He goes down gracefully, man. He just wants to sit on the. He wants to be sitting on the boat when it's going down. Like loyal. Like
Titanic times.
Yeah.
I don't think you bring in anyone that's former Tottenham. You bring in a specialist for this. Someone who's going to get them out. Sean Dyche. Bro, get me. We've heard him. Yes, my bro.
That's the man
we need for the job.
He cold switched when he answered the phone to Steve-O, innit?
Yes. Do you remember back in the day they would call Ron Atkinson if they needed like someone to be like Coventry City are going down, go call Ron Atkinson. I think that's what they kind of need now. I'm seeing like, if they don't like what Mason Greenwood said, they shouldn't suggest Glenn Hoddle. Otherwise they're going to find out what Glenn Hoddle got fired for in 98. So yeah, I don't know. Sean
Glenn
Dyche is probably
Hoddle
the best person.
Has not managed a team since 2006 when certain Spurs players was just about like on this earth, bro.
2006, yeah. What's that? That's hell. What was the sponsor then? What was the printer company?
Huh?
Yeah,
Packard.
They were bad back then.
Wait, Glenn Hoddle was managing in 06?
Who was he managing in 06?
Swansea.
No, he was assistant. He got fired in that year and I don't remember having another job since then.
If you want to get out of a relegation battle, you don't call a man that's not been in management for 20 years.
Hello?
Nah.
That's not what you do. You call a ginger man.
Yeah. You don't call the other name that was there was Ryan Mason.
Nah.
I think it's too emotionally attached.
It's gotta be Big Sam.
You need a ginger
man. Meet with the shakes.
This one's tougher, bro. You need someone
Sean Dyche will pull up.
Big
start
Sam.
Playing a man that ain't played. for the rest of the season and just still drag them out. Yeah. You get me? They need things like that.
You lot have all seen Dice relegated at least 3-4 times, bro.
Yeah, but not this one. He's already facing relegation. This
bro,
one,
he's
this
been
is,
there.
This is where he can galvanize it.
Thrive.
With his like the voice.
He's been there, man. He's been there. I'm saying it's got to be, if you're trying to escape Relly, yeah? You got, who's the West Brom manager? Brian Robson?
You remember
that one with Kieran Richardson there when he done, remember that one
Brian
there?
Robson.
Yeah, might need him.
Bro, this is a S, bro. You might need, what's his name who hung above London Bridge for
David
time?
Blaine.
Yeah! You need a magician, bro. You need a rabbit out of a hat. Get me.
Do you know why I don't wrong you though? Because these circumstances, I've never seen a team with this level of quality in this situation since like a Newcastle time. And it's like, I don't even know if you call, because what gaffer do you call that gets through to that set of
you
players
might not
that
need,
used to...
You're right. Maybe you don't need a football manager. Maybe you need like an IT.
No.
Or like someone needs like standards.
Do you know what I saw?
Tennis gaffer.
Do you know what I saw?
HR.
Do you know what I saw?
Go on.
And I don't know if it's true.
Go on.
They were considering a player manager
finally
for the rest of the season. And that's what we're talking.
Bro, it's
no,
time
but the
to
names
come back.
The
insane.
Names were horrendous.
Romero. Van de Ven, I think. Madison.
Yeah,
Madison.
Yeah, they said Madison.
Player managers, yeah. Like, I'm a specialist in player managers.
Okay.
I've played for one. I've played for a couple.
Have you been one?
Yeah, I've been one.
Club had one.
And you cannot lose the dressing room because you're in the dressing room. But also, what's bigger than that is like, this is deeper than a manager, separate. You need something that is so drastic here that the players don't even know what's going on.
Someone's dad, innit?
Someone's dad.
Lamine Yamal's dad.
Hustle hard.
3 or 4.
Who got kidnapped that time?
Liam Neeson.
Who got kidnapped? No, your boy, Diaz. They should get Diaz's dad. His son got napped and he firmed it.
No, for real, Liam Neeson's
a good
shout.
Liam Neeson's a good shout.
Liam Neeson's racist.
He's racist.
Lupin.
Lupin's a good one.
Lupin would
Can
do
he speak
it?
English, though?
Because he'll go in the other team's dressing room. Harry Potter, you got no boots? And you know, like...
He'll go through the grass and that.
They need
Harry
a Jackie Chan or something.
Harry Potter's not even Harry Potter no more.
Harry Potter would make them win the league from
here.
If Harry Potter manages Spurs, Spurs will win the league from this position. Who's watched the Harry Potter films? Hermione had this little necklace. You spin it, you're back in time.
And it changes everything.
Yeah, everything's still happening, but every little butterfly effect.
No one can
now you can
it,
go
though.
In,
boys,
take people's boots.
No one can say
Dan,
it.
Dan, I got someone that you might like.
Take people's boots.
Watch this. Basically, there's a Florida man that was kidnapped by a bag of dolphins. And he was, this is facts.
And he got scraped.
And he got scraped. And when they found him, listen, I'm telling you the truth. When they found this guy, he was drenched in water. He was taken by dolphins.
Well, clearly, it's in the sea.
He was taken by dolphins and they made him work underwater for a week.
To build a team. To build a city.
And guess what he done though?
What?
He survived. Now, if that story gets into the dressing room for Tottenham Hotspur, I believe it galvanized.
Wait, because now I actually have some genuine questions about that. That happened,
bro.
Allegedly. They kept him allegedly. For a week.
Bro, you're saying allegedly. I know dolphins are the smartest animals, bro.
They just bring him up for air every first.
They're smart, but also like killers.
You see, any sea, mythical sea story, you got to take it with a pinch of salt, yeah? Because man will be out on a boat, get waved.
Trawling.
Because the sea
Tell
levels
them.
Is mad.
Tell them.
Salt levels.
You know them waving.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
had a back. We had a generation of men that was going around stealing each other's alcohol, saying they could see gyal in the sea. With fishtails.
What, the pirates?
Pirates. Yeah, they were waved, bro.
100%.
Listen, you've been at 100%. Sea 7 months with Blackbeard and John Joe and them man.
One leg.
You're seeing a dolphin. Dolphin's Marilyn run rover. Yo, I manned him. She's singing to me. Man's going overboard. I swear down, that's what's happening.
Yeah. Because that's what they say about waved, the mermaids, innit? They can sing you into the water.
Yes.
So I'm screaming. My man was waved, yeah. Dolphins probably saved him or something. He had just had a mad lucid dream. Rah, they made me build them a ship. It's just a raft, bro.
You know what someone called me the other day?
Look, Florida man kidnapped by dolphin for 3 days.
You know what someone called me the other day? I didn't know how to think about it. Mm. They said, I'm a pirate on calm waters.
I'm a pirate on land.
You're not
why,
a pirate.
Why is that, though?
I am.
Just because I don't like the... I want chaos.
What?
I want the chaos, but I'm on a lake. I'm a pirate.
Why are you saying this? Bullying up the duck. Just nicking the bread.
Taking the bread.
Oh, shiver me timbers. Just dropping anchor. Just dropping anchor in little ponds and lakes where kids crying.
The bread, I'm diving in.
Bro.
So basically we're saying we don't know who's going to save Tottenham.
I want to say something. We mentioned Pablo's. Yeah, I'm not saying Escobar himself, but they are good at getting away. Them cartel, man.
Ah.
So maybe a cartel.
El Chapo.
Why would you say that now of all times?
What? I didn't say in Mencho.
Then he says it. You're a hero. Now. You're actually a hero, fam.
My bad.
What is wrong with you, bro?
Just beat that one day. I reckon get a yard man in.
Tottenham in. Yard man. Gardner. Ricardo Gardner.
A real yard man. But I'm saying it's got to be a specific type of yard man.
Tivoli Gardens man, innit?
I'm saying if he's on the phone and you ask him where something is, he's going to point with his mouth. You know that? It's got to be a specific. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out the back pocket. You know what I'm saying? It's over there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what he's talking about.
That's literally, yeah.
Yeah, gotta be able to do that. Gotta be multi-faceted.
Hey, you know you walk into the change room. Long time. We know how the vibes is running now. Vibes is right. Do you know what? They need a yard man.
Nah.
They need a yard man.
A yard man's not. Have you lot played for a yard man's team?
Yes.
They don't care about the results.
They don't. Shout out Alfred, my guy, bro. Are you mad?
Too much ego.
Everton from St. Mathias used to lie to us and he had a number in his phone, said it's Sir Alex Ferguson.
Hey, who's actually been Broadwater Farm and played for that team?
I played against him.
Did you see who was on the sideline? Classford Sterling needs to be Tottenham gaffer.
Classford.
Don't disrespect the brother. Classford Sterling.
I don't know what I'm hearing.
Classford. If you know, you know.
A yard name, early doors.
Sterling.
Dark.
His second name's Sterling.
Classford's mental stuff.
Shout out Classford.
That's yard though. We probably had Bear yard man got surnames for names, bro.
Yeah.
Literally.
Classford. Stuart.
Classford, yeah.
That's his name. Stuart. That's his surname, Stuart.
And that's a first name.
Mm. That's a first name, Papa.
Stuart.
But at least that's Scottish.
Mm.
But Classford.
It's got to be a yard name.
Not having it.
Do you know what's so bad? Do you know his assistant was called? Yeah. Colonel
and Classford.
Banton. You know that one there? Banton.
Shout out Colonel, fam.
And Banton.
And serious name.
Yeah, the man with the oranges is ranking. Ranking. Yellow man. Who have it? Reds have it.
There's a next coach called Delroy. You just bear yard,
Delroy.
Man. Just bear yard. I think they need a yard man, personally.
Yard man,
anyway.
Trust me, kerchief.
My best coach ever is Jamaican.
I don't know if they can make it better, though. When you put a yard man in a bad situation, yeah, it usually gets worse.
What happens? They jerk, rum, vibes.
No, it's like Mourinho.
Win.
I forget about the
objective. Mourinho separated himself from Tottenham's downfall. Like when he saw what was going on, he was like, this ain't me. I'm Mourinho.
I'm better than this.
These man
that's
are
like Conte
doing
as well.
This.
Conte done the
Everyone
same thing.
Everyone has to do it,
No,
bro.
Mourinho tried one thing though, because he saw what he sat down with three people. Son,
Dele Alli.
Kane,
Rose.
Dele Alli. Son and Kane made him stay for a bit longer than Dele Alli forward in. And he said he was talking to Dele and Dele was just like, just looking like you're talking to a camera.
He told Dele what's going to happen to him and it happened.
Do you reckon Tottenham's problem is they seem to reward people for doing nothing? Like Harry Kane was given big contracts. They should have let him go because with everything he achieved, which was amazing, Tottenham won nothing.
I don't think they would have been relegated.
That's a bit of an exception. But then even Dele Alli, no disrespect to Dele Alli, I'm sure he thinks I don't like him and it's not that, I'm just impartial towards you, my friend. He goes to the Tottenham grounds.
That makes it even worse.
I definitely don't like him.
Of course.
We like you, Dele. We like you, Dele. You like Dele?
I like Dele.
I want you not to like him. Fantastic. But what I'm saying to you is at Tottenham Hotspur, it ended so badly. Jose Mourinho told Dele Alli what was going to happen. They didn't listen. But years later, Tottenham are vexed at Jose Mourinho but happy with Dele Alli. I just think it's all weird at the club. Listen, you're rewarding people Dele for achieving
Alli,
nothing.
Dele Alli was trapping at a young age, innit?
100.
12.
Megs galore.
11, 11.
Megs galore, so but he peaked too early.
He came from a different life.
He peaked too early, man.
I reckon they're going down, man.
If they go down, Dele goes back, though.
That Dele takes nice a job.
Yeah, he's, Dele he, takes a job, player
yeah,
manager.
Yeah,
I hear it.
He's been there, innit? At the best times. Something. At the best times, he's been there, innit?
He can, that's how he saves his Tottenham legacy, innit?
Imagine that.
I hear that.
That would be cold.
Him and Ryan Mason.
Have you seen who's in for the job, though? Who's trying to throw his hat in the ring? And he was American, he's German, and he was America's manager, but I think he's got
Jurgen Klinsmann.
Yeah, got one of the worst records.
No way,
that could work. Yeah, put,
I like nah. that. Jurgen Klinsmann.
Klinsmann's a bad man, you know.
He made a return to Spurs once upon a time, you know. He was a player, left, and he came back on a free transfer, and it went not bad. Not bad. I don't know, Jurgen David Ginola.
He smokes too much, man.
In a relegation battle. Too much. In a relegation battle, he ain't gonna.
So what is a Spurs legend? What does that even sound like?
They don't need a legend.
Robbie Keane.
They need Gascoigne.
Guys, this needs an Irishman.
Robbie Keane's doing well, though.
If it's not gonna be Seamus Coleman, it's gotta be Robbie Keane.
He ain't leaving this
club. I heard he punched up Edgar Davids, so that
who?
Could that could
Robbie
Keane, yeah.
Oh, that's cap.
It ain't cap. Edgar Davids punched up one of them. I can't remember who it is. And Robbie Keane saved the day.
Oh, what, mash 2-5? Oh, so he fought him straight after he fought?
No. Yeah. don't you remember? It was in the press.
Okay.
Look, go in the press right now. Type in Edgar Davids fight. Edgar Davids busts a man's eye. I don't know what Tottenham player is in training, but apparently Robbie Keane weren't there when it happened. The next time you saw him, they had a mad thing. Robbie Keane... boxing background, mash him up.
Yeah, he's Irish. Don't play with him. No.
With Irish, mash
him
up. You know,
Edgar Davids is—he's not a joke as well. You feel me? He's very confrontational.
He'll kick as well.
Yeah, bro. He's done the best assault I've ever seen on a football pitch, wearing number one on his back, outfield, the elbow.
But I'd be more scared of Robbie Keane and the Irish, because the Irish are—they're nice people. They're really nice people until they switch. When they switch, it could be a whole different.
I fight you for it. I fight you for it.
Fight you for your shoes.
I fight you for it.
And they'll fight you and carry on like it's normal. Whereas Edgar Davids looks like he's a bit emotional, so his decision making could be a bit poor in a fight. So yeah, Robbie beat him up, man.
I think Menace hit the nail on the cranium, and you lot just ignored him.
What?
He said,
what did you say?
He said, give it to Gazza.
Give a job to Gazza. He needs a life support machine. You wouldn't have Gazza stress.
Tell you why I hear him, out.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yeah. Gazza spoke Raul Moat down. No, Raul Moat is.
Spoke him down. He did.
Didn't he get
you
killed?
You need
anyway?
To find out what
he
happened.
Killed.
He did. Really? He didn't speak him down. He got blazed. Broski.
He tried.
This is going
so. What's wrong with this guy, man?
What I will say is, I saw Gazza the other day. Gazza was in my studio like 4 weeks ago, and he was in good nick, man, and in good spirits.
Oh, did give it to Gazza.
I saw
Gazza, bro.
Nah, listen. I see that clip. There's a clip, he's on the road outside his yard. Well, a man sprays the ball to him, he tries to control it.
Bro. It's gone.
He smokes himself. The worst thing is he traps it. He traps it.
Does he drop?
He drops. I see that still.
Bro, he smokes himself. Hey, no, that Raul Moat thing's legendary though. A man said, yo.
I'm with a shotgun, bro.
He's negotiating. They said, who do you want here? I need Gazza.
No, Gazza phoned up and said...
I know my man.
Yeah, I know my man. He turned up. Raul Moat's laid down with a shotty. Gazza's like, Raul! Saying to him, chill, Gazza. He's there with a bull, bro, and a vodka, bro.
I said a bull and a vodka.
If he ain't scared...
It's the fact Gazza went scared. To link him and he never spoke him down. He's still...
he got smoked.
Bro... But he's not scared though. That was my reason.
No, that's a real. That's proper.
Like relegation's the least of his worries.
Yeah,
bro.
But Gazza, the one thing I do know is they asked Colin Hendry in the England Scotland game when you know he scored that mad goal, he knocks over his head. They said, "Oh, what was Gazza like?" He said, "Bro, when we done the lineup, when we walked past him, we could smell the alcohol before we even got in front of him." So by the time he scores that goal, knocks over someone's head and they spray the water in his mouth, it's because he was super drunk.
Do you not know about that celebration, the dentist chair, though? Do you know the original? England were on a tour just before the Euros, innit? Like, so friendly tour. And they were on a commercial plane back. You get me? But you know you can get booze, you get me? And they were playing a game and whoever got the questions wrong You got held to a chair and they've got a bottle of vodka. Bear in mind, they're flying back to do the Euros, you know. And then Gaz is on the chair, strapped in. And they're like, there's Sambuca, vodka, the dent in front of all the other fans.
Football was legendary.
Legendary.
Bring it back, man.
And this is why I'm saying, Wenger
legendary.
Wenger ruined all of this.
What?
Yeah, it is, it's true.
Nutrition.
There was still a wave. Listen, we still had a couple of players that was on a wave.
You lot always moan about Pep ruined football. No, Wenger ruined football.
The crowd actually always say we don't speak about Tottenham enough. Mm. So we're going to go player for player, their amazing squad, and say who should stay or who do we think will stay and who do we think will go.
Should I stay or should I go?
I think they all should stay. They're whack.
If they go down, that's if they go all down. Stay. I reckon a couple of them will go if they survive, but let's
well,
be
for the
real.
Premise of a show, Loons, let's figure out who will go.
Vicario.
Stays.
I think he'll stay. Because I think some of these boys will feel responsible for the relegation.
They should all for
you know them ones.
But no, on top of that, Vicario hasn't got enough of a, I would say, profile for him to be demanding he'd anything. He's just chill out.
Yeah, he'd go battle relegation again, so he might as well have
is
a...
Is he not linked to someone in Italy?
I was going to say, he might get a move to Italy.
Yeah, exactly. That might thing is where I'm like, he should might as well just stay. Because wherever he goes, he's going to get less money.
The thing is, some of these players are good, man. This is going to be he's a car boot sale.
He's on dough, but if they get relegated, in every one of their contracts, there's a relegation clause.
Car boot sale.
But anyway, he's not worth a conversation.
Radu Dragusin will stay. Whatever what he wants to do, he is a... That's a championship trim. Calvin Phillips went mad with that trim.
Next player.
Kevin Danso might stay as well.
Yes, Vuj, that's Steve-O's bridging. He's staying, man.
That's Steve-O.
Pelinha, because of age, might stay.
I reckon he goes...
Loan, maybe? You don't think so?
He's on loan.
Xavi Simmons will definitely go. I think regardless of what happens end of the season,
he better stay,
gone.
He's whack.
I think Xavi Simmons goes to something like Barcelona.
What? Yeah, I think he scams a move, 100%.
They haven't got budget like that, you know?
Chubamoting type.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he'll scam a move. And then where he goes, if he doesn't do well there, then
he'll fall off
back to a
Real like Betis that. Or something.
Bissouma will go, I think.
Lask, he's got no contract.
Even Prem teams will have looks at Bissouma.
Manu.
Richarlison.
Girl goes, yeah.
He'll stay in the Prem.
I think he stays in England as well. James Maddison will go.
I reckon he stays.
You think he stays?
He's got such. He's so injury prone. I don't think he can keep up to the pace of a Premier League game. His probably best bet is to at least try a bit of the year in the Prem. He doesn't even play. How many games in the Champs? Sorry, like how many games did he play this year? When's the last time you saw 90 minutes of James Maddison?
He's I just always think injured. If he gets, I think they'll. He's for me one of the Tottenham players that teams will go for. They'll be interested. Like when you don't think so?
Who's gonna sign a guy that plays once every year? What is he hay fever?
But you're talking about like us and that.
In
like the teams like Everton
are not signing James Maddison when they've got like that young. Was it Harry Armstrong or Drewsbury Hall? Maddison is good.
I hear it, but if these men are going to be
cheap. Cold, fam. They're going to be Maddison cheap. Was good 5 years ago.
He'll stay in the Prem.
Matthews Tell.
No, they bought
permanent,
him 60
permanent, yeah.
60. He'll stay. He'll go.
Nah, he's 60 M's. He's priced in, bro.
I think he might stay, though.
He's getting championship numbers on the back of his shirt, bro.
Nah. He might kill it. He might try a year.
He'll try to leave, I think. A doggy.
Bro, these men, by the way, I don't think they'll handle the championship, you know. They're going to get
battered. If they can't fight relegation... What's saying that they're going to play? That's 40 games of relegation battle, bro. Like 12 teams in the championship feel like a goal for promotion, you know.
Yeah, but the championship plays football now.
Yeah, but it's still, come on, man, boys. Come on.
They're gonna be straight back up, man.
No, it's not about hacking. No, Paul, it's not about being good enough. It's about, are you willing to go to these grounds every week?
If Norwich Matthias do it, Tell. There you do it.
I know, but you don't understand, like, no disrespect to the championship. Them man are small fry. Matthias Tell will go to Rotherham on a bad day, argued with his baby mum, had bare arguments with his gal, and still banging a hat-trick. It's not like going to Everton. I do know, whilst you're confused. Like, this is championship,
he
bro.
Got bought from Reims or whatever as a wonder kid to Bayern for money. To then go to Tottenham for money. And remember, he turned down United, he turned down us, he turned down all these teams. So he's here to play Prem football.
And I'm telling you, see these big names, they're all going to have a relegation clause in their contract.
Yeah, the relegation clause is 50% of your wages.
No. As in they'll be allowed to leave.
No, but
your
even
contract
if, let's just
void.
Say there wasn't that. Tell's going to try to leave, bro.
Fair enough.
Tell a doggy.
So if someone's going to buy them, though.
Archie Gray.
Stays.
You think he stays?
He stays, become captain.
Archie Gray gets bought,
I think he gets bought,
I think
man.
He moves.
Because remember, they might...
they're going to need players that want to play in the champ. So they're going to have to replace these guys with fighters.
They're going to have to replace the Basumas, all these, the Papasars and that. Archie Gray stays, gets the captain's armband, and he's going to drive them back to the Premier League.
I don't know about captain's armband.
Yeah, because they're going to lose all the senior players.
That's why I say Archie Gray will stay. Like, yeah, you keep your younger players because they're bigger investments. And most importantly, an 18, 19-year-old doing 1 year in championship when you could retire at 35 is not that much of a big deal.
Yeah.
But a 27, 28-year-old who's been playing Premier League and needs to keep that profile because he's got... Yeah, he's English.
Yeah,
These guys are young, bro.
The league's seen how good he is.
Basuma's on what, like 70 quid a week? 70 quid a week. His life is set up a particular way. He can't go and do no Egypt thing, but these are kids. Come on, man. They're
Archie
good, man.
Gray went Tottenham with the aim to get into this World Cup squad. Facts.
Well, that's a silly aim.
It ain't a silly aim. He was a wonder kid. He come from Leeds.
He's really good, bad boy, man.
He chose Tottenham.
He had no chance of getting in this.
Bro, if Tottenham did what he thought they were going to do, because he's been there, what, two seasons?
Yeah.
17th and relegation battle.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have gone if he knew this would happen. None of them would have gone. So for that reason, they're gone. They say, I didn't sign for this.
I think the England thing's a stretch, but I get what you're saying. Tottenham's not meant to be where they are.
Not
otherwise,
the younger
he probably
boys.
Wouldn't have signed for Tottenham, but he's been their best player this season.
No, but it has to be, sorry to stop you there, but it has to be into consideration. Like, I don't want us to start looking at things like just weird, because their man finished 17th last year. Then if you're going to make a decision to go to that club, you're not going to do it based upon feeling. This is business. I'm going to say they finished 17th last year. The possibility of us still being in a struggle the following year is a strong possibility. We can't just eradicate
you
it
know what I'll say, though?
We're not meant to be there.
We're making it seem like these players are the victims and they're just like the byproduct of a bad Tottenham season. These are the reason.
Some
are
not all of them, though.
Archie ain't, man.
That's exactly why he'll go.
I'll be real.
That's why I think he'll go. Madison, I kind of hear you, because Tottenham have been loyal to him through his injuries, and they cater to him, innit?
But Archie Gray came from championship. You can't come from championship with ego. That's mad. You're going to go.
He's good, bro.
Lucas Bergvall.
He's definitely gone.
Gone.
He's such a baller, bro.
A better European team will come for him if he don't stay in the league.
Romero's gone.
Romero's gone.
He's one of the major causes, though.
Yeah. Mm.
He's got around 100 red cards.
I think he's an overrated player, bro.
I think he's very overrated.
Of the most overrated.
He better stay.
Ever.
One of the most overrated.
Very, very overrated.
We're part of the problem for that, though.
For his whole time.
He might be a championship player, you know.
I'd argue that now.
Can I go forward to another player? We can go back to some others as well. Conor Gallagher.
Gone.
Gone, bro. You see, some of them might be loan, even Atel. They're just not trying to play championship football next season. They might not be leaving the club because they're on big dough. They might not even want to part ways
but
with
you
the dough.
But you can have it in your contract. You got to let me on loan and no one comes in for you. You're playing championship football, bro.
How about England's favourite player right now?
Jed Spence goes, I think.
I think he stays as well. Yeah, I think he stays.
I don't see.
I think he's a bit
who's gonna buy
ish, man. Anyone, you have to remember, teams are coming up.
Bro, he's good. I think
the only way he gets bought, I see, is if City sign Livramento. Oh, is he still at Newcastle?
Yeah.
And then Newcastle buy him.
There's a couple of teams that he could go to.
Bro,
he's a left back though, no?
He's a right back.
But they got Pedro Porro. He goes.
100%
Pedro Porro goes back to Spain.
He goes Real Betis or something.
He goes.
Pedro Porro goes.
I think a lot of the English boys, because when you say that they leave and they go, they still got a reputation now of keeping this side in relegation battles for 2 years in a row. So like some of them just don't have a you're a good player, you leave type situation. I think some of them are going to have to deal with a situation that's there. And the foreign ones, they're like the Bentancurs, the Van der Vens, they got reputations overseas. They'll be cool, but Jed Spence, you might have to chill, bro.
He's going World Cup. I can't see him going World Cup and coming back to play championship football. I'll be honest.
I can't see him going World Cup.
You know who's staying?
I can't see it.
I think he'll go.
Do you know who's staying and taking the armband?
Who's
going to make their career come back?
Who?
Kingsley. Whoever that keeper is that mash himself up against Athletic.
They might have to let him go so he's not there in the championship. Because
this is redemption. Championship's redemption for him still.
Mad. Ben Davis stays.
Bro, is his contract not done at this
retired,
point?
Retired. Yeah. I thought he was
years,
done.
Bro.
Forever.
Mickey van der Ven goes.
Do you see what your friend said about Van der Ven?
I said your friend.
You had to change the whole wording. Your brethren tried to say that Van der Ven is top five centre backs in the Premier League.
When possible.
He said this recently, last week, bro.
Oh, man. Last week.
Honestly, West London you got to do better, bro. You got to do better. Zou said he's better than Eminem. Now Van der Ven's top five in the Premier League. What are you going to say next, Haider? Like, what are you going to say, bro?
Haider, hurry up.
United is the greatest ever.
Oh, whatever, man.
I'm not going to lie. With Van der Ven, it's confusion.
It's confusion.
It's confusion.
And people are still confused.
I've never rated him.
I don't rate him.
I do rate him.
You rate him? You maniac.
Do you know what it is, yeah? I think there's two different types of defenders, obviously, yeah? And the defender that can just defend on the edge of his own box all game long, that's one thing. Like a lot of players can do that. But where he's had maniac managers asking him to defend on the halfway line, it's just a different game.
That's just Ange, though. But, and let's be straight, yeah? It's like...
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's like, as a centre-back here, if your main attribute is your recovery, how much times are you getting bagged? How much times do people get around you?
Why do you need to... They're playing a high line, though.
You know, I know what you mean, but I'm saying this, yeah? Recovery, it's like being a boxer, a man says, you've got a granite jaw. That means you get hit too much, bro. It's like, it's a backhanded compliment. You get what I'm saying? His main thing is recovery. And that's meaty, bro. Like, for a centre-half, like, right back, left back, cool.
That's loads of
good
defenders.
They're not good. So there's that Rudiger, yeah? He's quick across the ground, but he reads the game well. He's strong.
Yeah.
You understand? He's Van de Ven's not even cold with contact.
Do you know what I think he is with Van de Ven? I think having Romero next to him kills it. Them two together is just mad.
Do you know what it is? Work. It's like the shittest version of Pepe and Ramos. Just too violent, fast.
That's what I'm saying. It don't work.
It's a team move. Pepe Ramos.
Pepe is the chicken shop and Vamos. You know, Pepe's and Vamos. That's what they got. Trust me.
It's like, for example, do you think Van de Ven, even though he might not be playing centre back for Netherlands, do you think he'll look as bad if he was next to Van Dijk?
Of course he wouldn't.
Yeah, I do.
But he don't even. He's playing left Ronald back. Koeman, left
that's
back.
What I said.
Ronald Koeman don't even trust him in there.
If he did have a calmer centre back next to him, that's not as rash as Romero, I think he'll look better.
Have you seen him on the ball? What he does, the decisions he makes. He cannot be in the middle of the pitch. Scorcher made a big point. Like he panics. He'll just kick anywhere.
I'm saying 10 years ago, he's a top defender. That's what you want from your defenders 20 years ago. But now, where the centre-backs have the most of the ball, you basically need a midfielder back there.
Yeah, I hear you. Should he be a fullback?
Yeah, obviously he can, but he's just not.
In an
for
Ivanovic
a good
mode.
Team, for a team that wants the ball, I don't think
he's not good enough on the ball.
Yeah, he's not good enough.
If Dan Burn can play left back, he can
definitely. But Dan Burn's not bad on the ball.
Yeah. He's smarter, yeah. Bad,
don't disrespect
bro.
Dan Burn.
I'm talking about his stature.
No, but
he can play left back.
But I'm going to give him a bit of praise now, because if Van de Ven went fullback at club level, I think he'd be similar to Ivanovic.
Ivanovic is strong, but he ain't got the.
But Lippi, if he's guiding, the, you know, like if his pace is guiding the winger, you're not guiding.
Ivanovic is clutch. Ivanovic is strong, reliable, captain.
But Paul, Ivanovic is dealing with wingers that wanted to go outside. You see, like if he weren't quick like Van de Ven. Van de Ven's got the speed for them. You know when they're trying to cut inside, he's just there like, no, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's no inside that way.
Van de Ven played against Arsenal, right? Did you watch Van de Ven? Because I don't watch him enough, innit? I don't watch him enough. But when I watched him in that game, I looked a man that was completely lost on how to play the role of centre-back in the Prem. Maybe abroad, I don't know. But in the Prem, it's like what Lippi
you
said.
Have
he's
to chill,
panicking.
Bro.
Even when he had the ball.
God, you're error.
But remember, he's the last line of defence. Like, we know he's got the capabilities, yeah? But when you look at what's in front of him as well, they are chasing shadows all the time. So you know when your midfield isn't secure, you can't just concentrate on, there's runners, there's everything.
But then Dan, he's got the armband. He's the leader. Talk.
No, Romero's the captain.
No, but I'm saying, Van de Ven been captain sometimes this season. We're talking about the midfield. Okay, so we're talking about the midfield in front of him.
Guy anyway.
So talk to them.
Yeah.
Especially your centre-halves have got to be vocal.
It's the bland so needing the bland. Like, nah, they should all go down. Well. They should all
he's
go down
worse.
The team.
Even
listen,
worse.
Guys, that is the facts of this, you know. Everyone that's in that squad that's contributed this season to them being this far down, they should all go down with the team. I heard something about Man City getting a 60-point deduction. Would that put them, would that save Tottenham?
No.
It won't be for this season. It'll be next season.
No, it won't. You know, like someone else will nick two wins. Tottenham will be in the
They'll still find a way, you know. Yeah. Tottenham are terrible, man.
Because it's about the football they're playing.
It's like Van de Ven's, sorry to just cut you, but Van de Ven's best ever thing in the Prem is that assist that against run, Man United run, or a goal yeah. against United. That yeah, run, that run. Yeah. That's, how is that a centre-back?
Because he's not good.
You're saying your best thing's that.
Good, bro.
Because Zuma did one of those.
Bro, there's cold in that, but come on, bro, man. I want your best thing to be like, you know, little, you know what I'm talking about? The Gabriel Saliba, the Virgil Aura moments, the Terry, the Carvalho. You know what I'm saying? Rio Vidic. He ain't got, bro, and they put him there like he's
no,
in
it's
and
not
around
him. AJ
it,
Tracy.
You know?
His friend AJ Tracy puts him there.
He's in and around it. I'm saying, bro, Dookie's with like.
Man in grime.
Igor Biscan and them dogs.
Big
bro.
Zoo's cousin.
Bro.
Nice. Bro, better dog. Pundits than that. Go on,
no,
man.
I just saw AJ, man. I just saw AJ.
No, he's not. He's not. He's definitely.
I saw AJ, yeah.
And I've
I also think he's only looking as bad as he is because of the team he's in right now.
Nah, he is him. He's him.
Bro, what do you reckon, man? Is Van de Ven as bad as we are saying? Who do Tottenham need to sell? And actually, can Tottenham survive? Let us know what you think. I know there's not many Spurs fans, to be fair, that actually have access to the internet. But the ones that do, please let us know how you feel.
The red side of London, the red side of North London. The important side, my side. Arsenal's injury list is mounting. Real injuries.
Real injuries.
Real.
They're all fake. They know.
These are fake, man.
Hey, real injuries.
You know, wicked, you know. Eze, Declan Rice, Madueke, Saka, Timber, Zubimendi, Trossard, Saliba, Gabriel, Hincapié, and Odegaard are all out.
Where have I seen this before?
Is it real? Is it mind games?
Arteta's a gangster, man.
Is it resting? And before we answer, because Evil Jad, obviously, is onto Arsenal all the time. I don't know why he does this. Yeah, as soon as I came here today, he let me know what he thought of our injury situation. And I had to remind him that the great Fergie once had to put out a statement on why he wasn't releasing his players for international duty. So it's not even like they were there for him to bring them back. He just said, no, they're not going. We got more important things to do on home soil.
Was that the treble season?
And now you can talk to me about your opinion.
In all fairness, the players do have a big part to play in that as well. Bare of them don't like going international duty. But yeah,
but the ones that are big international ones do, man. You know,
I'm talking about back in Fergie's days. Like, Scholes and them, man, hated.
Bro, this is what I'm going to say to you. You watch all them all them podcasts and that. It's the English ones. It's only the English ones that didn't like going to England. They all said the French loved it. The Spanish loved it. The Brazilians loved it. Everyone else.
Exactly.
But the English. You get what I'm saying? So, it's not like Fergie did it because he had cups to win, titles to win. I hear it.
Bro, I'm not against it.
I fully hear.
Wait, why are we... Oh, sorry, no disrespect to you guys. I know you lot think you run the world, but why is it because Man United players didn't like it, all of a sudden English players don't like it? What's that? What, because Scholes is representative of what? Everyone in England?
They said they didn't like it because it was clicky.
Even Gerrard and them, man.
Some said it was clicky.
Regardless of the Arsenal players might love it, Arteta don't like it. Yeah, that's what he's saying. He said, I don't care what kind of time you lot are having out there.
It's a pointless international break.
Bro, I see Madueke make more that shot that he took where he got hurt. I've never seen him make that much effort in a football match, even for Arsenal. And I think that was the moment when Mikel said, "Everyone's coming home now. Forget about that."
No,
you
know,
are trying
sense.
Too hard.
Do you know? I think it was Rafinha's out
5 weeks.
He's out for a minute. Yeah. So the injury that you could pick up, and I'm not saying the friendlies are not important, but to an element, they're not important. But you don't want to be mashing up yourself, especially you lot going for the title. Barca's got what they got going on, but. You don't want to be mashing up yourself.
Even
with these
for England, why? You could even get an England player hurt for the World Cup in a friendly. You understand? So it's, yeah.
You don't want to tempt fate though, man. You've seen this happen. You know, like when you make an excuse, you're trying to say, oh, maybe I can't go because someone died. And you start thinking about who do I say died? You don't want to say anyone serious just in case
you're
it happens. They're
actually there.
And now he's put some real names on this injury list. And if they get injured in the next couple of weeks, it's Arteta.
They ain't getting injured at England, mate. I'll tell you that for free.
Well, they're not all English.
Say it. Or Ecuador or Belgium or anywhere where they are. They're not there.
I'd rather the injury happen on home soil than it happen internationally. Because
it is home soil.
FIFA could pay Arsenal up to €7.5 million in compensation if Hincapié's injury proves serious and keeps him sidelined for a significant period. The daily compensation rate is $17.5 grand with a maximum total capped at €7.5 million per injury. Hincapié is currently earning 65 grand a week on loan at Arsenal, which is about 9 grand 200 a day. Back in under 29 days will be zero. If he misses 6 weeks, they will have to pay 297 grand. Worst case, he misses 3 months, it's still only 650 to 700k.
So why on earth does the headline say up to 7.5 million?
Because that's the budget.
Like a year this injury.
Is what, this, is the, this is content now.
I know.
This is what the content world
get
does.
You in. To be honest, Rafinha's going through the same situation as well with his injury. Like apparently then Barcelona might get paid.
That's not even breaking news. That's been FIFA's policy for the longest. That's
so at least we know that injury is true then. At least we know he's out. So then Miles Lewis-Skelly, you just stay put. I heard all that Man United talk. You just chill out for a little while because I need a left back. What does that mean for Arsenal though? Like if my man's out, we know Eze's out. I saw that injury.
Of course.
I saw that run. He should have passed it to Saka. He didn't. Killed him. So what does that mean for Arsenal moving forward? No Eze. We've already got no Odegaard. And we've already spoken about with no creativity.
You got your squad, man. You got the deepest
Saka in
squad.
The 10. Dalman's there.
It's a Dalman thing, bro.
With seven games to go?
7 Prem games to go. It's a Dalman thing.
Can man rely on Dalman towards the back end of the
season? Seven games. Yes.
Yep.
This will be the beginning of his journey. Bro.
All right, prove me wrong. I think we can't. How about that?
I don't think it matters. The league's won.
What?
I think
the league's won.
The league's been won. The league ain't won, but it's leaning towards our favour.
Dogu said it the other day. Dogu said it to Tyree.
Mobo.
But is this mind games from you, man?
Yeah. No. We believe it.
Even if it is mind games, regardless if it's mind games or not, we're in the driver's seat, yeah? If Max gets to come in, play the rest of these games, yeah? Get to be on the pitch the day we lift that rotted. We got a monster there, bro. Mm. And then he'll go World Cup and win it for England.
Oh,
there we. That's what I'm talking
about. That's what Lippy said. No.
I'm on a journey, bro. I foresee the greatness. It's here, bro. The youth, them's the future. I'm telling you.
My biggest problem is with this injury list, yeah, and the last game that we played, we lost 2-0. There's just too long without the squad being together. And then we've got we can't say to our team, treat it like a cup final because we see what happens when we do that. So now it's like we go into the next game with this injury list of individuals that we know is important, like Eze, I think that's a very, very important player. With no creativity in the middle of the park, after what Man City just done to us, after all my arrogance, I'm looking at it like, before we get to that City game, if we don't wrap up 6 points, I don't know. If we don't get 2 wins straight away and go to City knowing that we've got 2 wins
on
the bounce.
Game.
No, like, you got 3 games before you play City.
One league game, though, I swear. Yeah, Bournemouth.
That's it.
We got one league game.
Yeah, Bournemouth.
Oh, one league game, two champs and one FA Cup.
Yeah. But I'm talking about the league games. I thought we had two league games. Yeah, just got one.
Just one, bro.
I need that win.
Yeah,
I need
a win. That win's important.
I don't care about the other games. I need to know that we've won in that league game beforehand so I feel more confident going into that game because right now.
It's locked in, man.
You lot don't need Eze.
You're panicking for no reason.
It's not about panicking.
Bad boy Max, you know.
16.
And then you say that, and then look what happens as well. I've said Raya is a great, he's good keeper, but there's things that I'm not too sure about.
Man tried to kill me. Man tried to kill me over my
Raya. I've been saying this about Raya for a while, but guess who shares the same opinion as me? The national coach for Spain. Please keep the pitch in your voice down. Give it to him because he doesn't agree as well.
Unai Simon, he says, is the better run, isn't it?
And then he said the Barcelona number two is the number two.
Garcia.
And then I'm thinking, who else have they got in Spain before they put someone else in front of All right. Lippy, what are you saying? I don't know. Raya?
I think Raya is better than my man still. I'll be real.
I do as well, but that Premier
Simon's
League bias.
Good though. He's a better like pure keeper. You understand that? Like, he's taller than him. He's a better shot stopper, definitely. But just Raya. Overall.
Raya's better in modern football.
At what? Keeping the ball? Yeah.
Not even just keeping the ball. He claims crosses as well.
Like, look, it goes to that saying, if you are... especially Spain, who have 80% of the ball, Reyes who you want. Like, the defenders can pass it to him. He doesn't make mistakes, bro.
Doesn't make mistakes.
Reyes.
No, he does. Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. What are you talking about?
He does, but you
definitely makes mistakes.
He does.
Do you know my problem with Reyes? I'm trying to think of a game. So an Arsenal fan helped me here, but you see, say if Reyes, from the opening 10, 15 minutes has work, then I trust him throughout the whole game.
He don't make damaging mistakes. I never see him make a mistake that's punished.
No, I do. No, he has. He has. Furthermore, Haider's comment. Haider, you see your comment you made?
Man,
now
tried
I'm scared.
To kill me over it.
Haider said he doesn't get enough. Say, for example, in some games, he won't even have one shot to deal with. So then we don't even know.
That's his positioning, though.
I'm fully no, it's a defense. The defense is protecting him. He's got no shots to block, yeah? And now more people are getting injured. I watched that Man City game. If they start putting off more shots, I just hope Rea can be there.
I'll be real. I think this season he saved us a couple of times.
Definitely. Like,
we
he's made some good saves.
We defend well, but especially against like the weaker teams, they're cracking shots.
I'm
going to
throw a limb on the line here. He reminds me of Oliver Kahn, bro. You know what I'm saying, innit? Yeah. Reminds me of Oliver Kahn.
Golden Glove player of the tournament.
Nah, my thing is, bro, he's very confident. He's an extra pass there, available.
That's what I'm
but
talking
all keepers
about.
Make mistakes, man.
You got to think about the he got his nose done in that. That's a keeper that's confident in himself. Mm. You get face transplants and that.
You lot no, got a guy
what
with
other
nose
keepers
done?
Doing that?
He got his nose done because he broke his nose. Why did Casemiro get his nose done?
Keeper, innit?
Oh, cool,
keeper,
cool,
we're talking
cool.
about keepers.
He just wanted a more European nose, isn't it? That comment, I think it will make him want to prove himself. Because Spanish coaches, I remember, rest in peace, Reyes, but he listened to a man just say this. I remember a Spanish coach saying a mad thing.
Talk about Henry.
Yeah,
Harry
about
ben.
Henry.
Yeah.
You understand? So I don't really want to listen to Spanish coaches right now.
Oh, that old, what's his name? Aragonos. What's his name again? Yeah. What's his name?
But look, him
tell him you're better
something.
Than...
That monkey.
You're better than that monkey on
That's
you.
Crazy.
Behind still. The camera, careful. Cesc Fabregas, remember that? They tried to take the Arsenal. I don't think Spain like Arsenal. That's my new thing. I don't think Spain like Arsenal.
Because we got black people.
No, I think what my man was
Lamine
doing
now,
was
so
just
change.
Letting
they had Marco Senna, so
the English people know, like, be humble. It's like similar to what them man said, like, we got 100 Jack Wilshers in Spain. Like, it's
okay, fair enough.
I feel like, and because this is his coach, this ain't like him talking about another player. He sees him in training. He's there in the camp, like, between the three keepers.
So
he just
sees
think,
him in camp. So he sees him like
no, as in he's
yeah, but he scouts.
Yeah,
he's
but here, in terms of, do you get what I'm saying? Like, and he's definitely watches all
That's
his games
dark,
for
That's
Arsenal.
A dark statement to make. Say once he's
I
here.
I remember even Brazil, they used to do. I remember everyone used to say Edison was better than Alisson, but I used to be like, Alisson's Brazil's number one. So does that make one better than the other? It
They're
don't.
Both close though. That one's close.
That one's
like,
that's yeah. either.
I don't think it's close.
But you think Une Simon is Raya level?
150%. What team does he play for? Bilbao.
See, you don't even know who he plays
Bilbao,
for.
Bilbao, isn't it?
Who, Simon.
Simon's Bilbao.
Play for Athletic Bilbao, yeah.
Come on, man. I know I'm tapped in with the Williams, isn't it?
The sisters.
Yeah, Venus and Serena.
The wrong Williams.
But yeah, England boys that were there. Benjamin White back in the England shirt. Incredible finish, incredible movement in the box.
Got booed by his own
But they were
fans.
Booing him.
Incredible.
Yeah, that was a mad finish.
I think incredible is an understatement, to be honest with
that
you.
That was crazy.
That movement was dumb. That's like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Did you see the
prime.
Finish?
The finish.
Forget about the movement. The actual
the
finish. Oh, that
What's
is...
better? That finish or Foden's pass?
Oh,
is it?
Foden's pass is
I'm
number one.
To figure out.
Number
you
one.
Beat that.
Oh, that's the two best elite. Movements I've seen in football.
Yes.
In a while.
In a while.
Oh, since Van Basten though. Man, since Van Basten.
Yeah. Since Van Basten. Yeah, the finish. Yeah.
Man said mad.
Listen.
Why are they booing Ben White though? Who was there? Who was at, you was at the game? Was it loud?
There were speakers.
What? No, he's saying was the booing loud?
Oh. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, the booing, do you know what it is?
It was.
He's become the, I don't think people really mean it, but he's the pantomime villain. That's it. You're the bad guy right now until we get a new one.
That the goal went in and they were like, yeah, the goal.
Is this based
the
on
goal
the
goal scorer,
that-
Benjamin, what the hell?
You're saying they were booing the goal as well?
Yeah. That they cheered the goal, but when he said his name,
booed it.
They booed
it. You know
what it
is? You
then cheered again.
Need to understand the climate we're in, like online. Like I saw some people out there vexed at Jed Spence for not singing the national anthem. Where Wayne Rooney never sang the national anthem.
Scouts.
Used to stay there vexed.
No
scouts. Sat there vexed. Yeah, exactly.
Jamie Carragher, not
Jamie
on
Carragher
it.
Jamie Carragher not singing it. But again, obviously, it's the current climate we're in. People putting flags on lampposts and reality. So they see him saying that he don't want to play for England. As in, oh, I'm not English. I don't care about this country. And Jordan Henderson, rightly so, came out supporting him and said, listen, you don't know what happened before. It was a personal situation. And people listening to the media And like you said, it's a bit of a pantomime villain thing. And it's being a bit mad. You get me?
It's not like he's like he was the best right back for England. You know what I'm saying? When he leaves, no one even really noticed.
Yeah.
But it's the story. It's the story.
Oh, you don't want to play for your country.
That's it. I don't know why he's back.
I would. They would have learned something. They would have learned something if they got anyone from here. Anyone from here got England cap. They would have learned that the inner cities. We don't know that song.
No, I'll be honest.
We don't know that song, boy.
Do you know what it is?
You know, I would have been singing. What's that Pyrex Future song? I don't even know it. See, I would have got it wrong.
He's just laughing to himself. No one even knows what he's talking about.
Dennis Soder in the Pyrex. I would have been mumbling that when they're singing the concert.
Oh, so the best. You don't know the lyrics.
Miles on the dash, and it would have been saying, God save the Queen.
He's singing March Madness.
I'm lost. Anyone know what's going on?
Is your point this year? You see the Jed Spence and the National Anthem. I don't know anyone that knows the words to most songs. So to expect, especially this generation, we just mumble stuff and.
I know the anthem.
Coming in.
God save our gracious King. I don't know the next line. But then I know the other one. God save the Queen.
Hello, you can't tell what I'm doing. Do you see what I'm saying? So just sing your future when everyone else is doing it.
Ben White over Trent.
There's something going on.
The Trent
there.
Team's mad still.
Trent, Tuchel that, something's happened between.
No, I heard that.
Cynthia.
You know? I heard that.
Cynthia.
Who's Cynthia?
That's fake.
Trent's ex that no, Tuchel it, that's, saw that's on fake. The beach with.
It's fake, man.
No, it ain't.
It's AI.
AI, no, it ain't.
They edited the picture, man.
He's on the date.
Yeah, oh, Loon's just from that generation, though. Yeah, yeah. My mum gets caught up on all of that as well.
Facebook. You see
this? Yeah. You know that? Oh, you see what they done? You see a bear in Tesco.
No, we're not going to Tesco again.
Did I show you that video of my mum on Christmas? My mum said they're going to bang kebabs, you know. What's that word? Some Facebook said they can kill.
I had to block my mum off WhatsApp at one point, bro.
Loons is the only one in man's whole WhatsApp that sends man Facebook
bro,
videos.
He just goes real.
Not even man's
real,
auntie send man Facebook videos.
Yeah, Facebook link.
Click it. I can't even click it, man, on Facebook.
Good morning. Move, man.
Good morning.
With bare roses and petals. I'm blocking your ass.
This episode is sponsored by Nick Pouches. That's nicpouches.com. Comment below, share, hype, like, subscribe.
And we'll
see you next week.
Also, Jamaica, tonight we have to beat Congo. We won 1-0. I watched the game in Sweden. Shout out Kadamateri for getting that goal, fam.
Kadamatri.
Mm. Obviously, your dad used to play for Everton and Bear Tings. But tonight, any score predictions? I reckon we lose.
I think we go through on penalties. We can't. We're a culture that marinades our food days before. We cannot lose to Congo, who put their seasoning on their meat after. We can't lose.
Loons, did you watch the game? Can I just say to the people that watch Filthy, the opposition team that we played paid for their own flights, accommodation, security. Yeah, they paid for everything themselves.
What they called New Caledonian.
And the performance I saw, they probably deserved a little bit more. So if Jamaica are going to, they have a step up. Shout out Mikey though.
But you see what, Jamaica, we rested all the ballers.
Yeah, we did. But
four for that game.
Listen, we got to beat Congo.
Anyway, I've got a plane to catch.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.